I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Earlier today, the FBI said that in 2017, they were alerted to a comment on YouTube that purported to be from a Nicholas Cruz. It read, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." But agents said they couldn't trace that comment to the person who left it. Well, that person may have been 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, the alleged gunman in yesterday's shooting at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, in which 17 were killed, as many wounded. He'd reportedly received mental health treatment. Today, that was on President Trump's mind.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
NPR's Sarah McCannon is in Florida. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
I know you're there in South Florida. I want to start by listening to Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. He was impassioned speaking earlier today about how this case highlights a need for law enforcement to be able to take people in to get checked out by a mental health professional. And we know that the alleged gunman, Nicholas Cruz, had been receiving mental health treatment. He says law enforcement should be able to bring them in if they show signs of being a threat to others.
People are going to be rightfully so concerned about their rights, as am I. But what about the rights of these students? What about the rights of young kids who go to schools with book bags and pencils? Don't they have the right to be protected by the United States government to the best of our ability? And that's what we'll be doing.
Sarah, what else are people saying there in South Florida?
Well, what we know so far, Robin, is that this did happen on Valentine's Day, yesterday afternoon, at a high school in a largely middle-class part of Florida. It's near Fort Lauderdale, kind of in between Miami and Palm Beach, if you know Florida. Mm-hmm. There were about 3,000 9th to 12th graders at the school. And the shooter, we're told, began the attack outside, moved inside. Witnesses have described a chaotic scene. A fire alarm was apparently pulled. It's not clear why, and that added to the confusion. In total, 17 people died. At least a half dozen others injured. The number's a little unclear because several local hospitals have said they received some victims. The school is closed today and tomorrow. The community is grieving. Grief counselors are available for students, family, and staff.
Yeah. Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie also spoke today about some of those who were killed. Let's listen.
We had an athletic director, campus monitor, who responded immediately when there were signs of trouble in the school. Unfortunately, those two heroes gave their lives for our kids and probably helped prevent this from being a worse tragedy than it is today.
We're reading that the assistant athletic director in particular threw himself on top of other students, and he was shot and killed. They were saved. You know, we're also hearing reports. The Washington Post has spoken to a teacher at Stoneham Douglas High, who taught the alleged shooter last year before he was expelled from this school. This teacher, Jim Gard, said at some point during the school year, the administration sent out a note with a vague suggestion of alarm asking teachers to keep an eye on Cruz. That, I'm sure, is something that people are going to be asking about. What was that about? But what else are people saying about the alleged shooter?
So, you know, officially what's known is his name, Nicholas Cruz, that he's 19 years old and he had been a student at the school. School officials have been a little cagey about why he was suspended, you know, because of there's a lot of privacy rules, of course, surrounding these kinds of disciplinary actions. They did say it was a disciplinary action that he was suspended from the school, and but he was enrolled elsewhere in the district. Cruz is facing 17 charges of premeditated murder for those 17 victims who died yesterday in the shooting. And he is going to be in court today.
Yeah. The Miami Herald reporting that he purchased the AR-15 rifle that he carried legally. In fact, there's a sad, you know, backstory. He was adopted. His father died a while back. His mother died less than 4 months ago of pneumonia. And he had moved in with a family of friends who asked him to please lock up his AR-15, which he did. They're saying they didn't see anything, you know, abnormal about him. But just in the minute we have, what else are you observing there?
Well, we're hearing a lot about the victims, of course. Mm-hmm. The authorities have finished notifying the victims' families. It's been a grueling task over the last many hours, and we expect more of those names to come out publicly. But as you noted, at least a couple of educators it appears, you know, stepped in to help save students' lives. The school superintendent, Robert Runcie, here says that two of them died and both acted heroically to save students. I think we'll be hearing more and more about the victims and survivors in the days to come.
Yeah. NPR's Sarah McCammon in Florida. Sarah, thank you so much.